Northern New England has lost its most famous cowboy.
Rex Traylor?
Yep. What can I do for you?
Rex Traylor died this week at his home in Florida. He was 84. For decades, he hosted the children's TV show Boomtown from Boston's WBZ-TV. To look back at Rex Traylor's life and career, we turn to Michael Bavaro. He's a filmmaker in Boston. He worked with Rex Traylor for about a dozen years and filmed a documentary about his life. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Brady, for having me.
When you think of cowboys, you think of Texas, Rex Traylor's native state. You don't think Boston. How did Rex Traylor first come to this part of the country?
Well, you know, back in the 50s, cowboys were all the rage, and he had started off in television at the Dumont Network in New York in 1948, and then ended up in Philadelphia at one of the Westinghouse stations. And when they sold the station, there was 13 weeks left on Rex's contract, so he was given a choice between Cleveland and Boston. And he had been to Boston before. He played at the Copley Plaza Ballroom with Vaughn Monroe. And he said, you know, I think I'll go to Boston. And that 13-week contract turned into almost 20 years.
What was it then that he was able to connect with generations of kids who were tuning in to see him?
I think he was just one of those guys that was born with charisma. He was an athlete. He could sing. He was articulate. He was handsome. He had everything going for him. He was a Renaissance guy of the time. And when cowboys were big, he had learned all those skills on his grandfather's ranch. He was a performer. You know, his grandfather told him, stay away from the rough stock because you'll just end up with hospital bills. So he did the things like the bullwhip tricks and the rope tricks and trick riding, and that's what he did to entertain. The thing about it was, you know, we would watch him on the black and white TV, and then he would show up in color via helicopter, get on his horse, and put on a show in a nearby town or the opening of a supermarket, and he would draw these huge crowds.
Even after Boomtown ended, he was involved in TV, movie projects. What were some of the most memorable moments in that part of his career for you?
Rex always had an interest in learning. And he, after Boomtown, he had a show called Earth Lab, which was in the 70s, which was all about science and space. And he was a scuba diver, so he brought all those things that he liked to the television for kids.
And later on then, some of those kids who watched him on television wound up being his students. He was an independent video producer, but he also taught at Emerson College in Boston, my alma mater. You know, as someone who worked with him, what do you think you learned from Rex Traylor behind the camera?
One of the things I really learned was patience, to just listen to people, especially like on camera, just to be relaxed and be yourself, take your time. You know, I had stage fright. I was always behind the scenes, but over the years, I did more and more stuff in front of the camera, or I would have to speak on TV in an interview. And those were the kinds of things he taught at Emerson since 1974. He just has a way with people, especially young people, where he doesn't talk down to them. He makes them his peer. And I think people respect that and then in return give him respect.
Michael, thanks for your time and talking with us today about Rex Traylor.
It's my pleasure.
That's Michael Bavaro, a filmmaker in Boston. He worked with and made a documentary about TV's Rex Traylor, who died this week at age 84.
And bet we'll have lots of Western fun and excitement for you. We'll ride in rope, do a square dance, and shoot a gun. And we'll sing a song or two. Come along, folks, cause we're going to start the fun. Boom, boom, boom town. From 6 to 60, there's something for everyone. And boom, boom. Boomtown, so do-si-do and swing.